T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have the NFL Network on. How good is this? They have the 1997 NFC Championship game on, which was Niners-Packers from San Francisco, and it's Madden and Summerall. Now, we can't hear that.
Madden and Summerall,
but, I mean,
favorite.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one good thing about NFL Network and MLB and NBA.
They show you these old games.
Yeah, especially when there's a reason behind it like this.
There's our favorite quarterback,
Brett Favre. Yeah, right? Yeah. No, it's good stuff. Yep. And obviously, we got the championship games this weekend. Carl will join us in about 15 minutes or so. Bob Glauber a little bit later on. Brian Billick. Caller earlier, and he made a very good point that yesterday was a drama-filled day for baseball, and that they don't usually get a lot of that. It's a good thing. There is some drama in the NBA. Kyrie Irving the other day made comments about how basically Sean Marks has to get off his rear end and go make some trades.
Right.
Now, I'm paraphrasing, but how they need to improve the roster to win a championship. He was asked about that again this morning at Shoot Around. So for Knicks fans, gather around. This is your chance to hear what you could have enjoyed or not enjoyed, depending on your perspective. Here is, because I've heard bits and pieces. Let's hear the whole thing of Kyrie Irving talking about the roster, his leadership, Kyrie being Kyrie.
That's a deeper dive, man. I think that it's just probably a telltale sign of the career that I've had. Some of the moves that I made individually, and then as well as coming to different environments and organizations. You know, at the end of the day, I always say it's an entertainment league. You know, we're very drama filled. Everything regurgitates on all these media platforms, which is part of our society. I can't really do anything about it, except really be, a pillar in our locker room, be very communicative. And when I'm out there with the guys, just impact winning. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
That'd be nice.
It's not like I'm a asshole yelling at everybody in the freaking locker room all the time and you hear all these stories, you know. At the end of the day, my name, it was given to me by my grandfather. I'm very grateful, but it's in a lot of people's mouths all the time, and it is what it is. I've earned that respect in terms of how great I am as a player, and there's still more goals I want to accomplish in this league, and I can't do it without improving an organization and winning a championship, and that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to continue to push. I'm going to continue to demand greatness out of myself and demand greatness out of my teammates, and we go from there. If it's harsh as a leader or it's too much for anybody, you're not in our locker room, stay the fuck out. It's as simple as that.
Wow.
Was that directed at me? You're not in our locker room. Stay the bleep out.
It's very nice of him to say how great a player he is. I'll say that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Courtesy of SNY. Thank you. So many things here.
Oh my God.
First of all, you know who's a huge fan of Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he loves him.
Huge fan.
And he's his biggest fan.
I'll give you pot. Can I give you like two positives I could take out of this?
I didn't see many positives there.
I'll give you one. Tell me if I could sell you.
Go ahead.
I like the fact that he wants to demand greatness and win a championship. I like that mentality. I want the mentality to be, I just said this about the Islanders.
Right.
It is about winning a championship. It is not about being the 7 seed or the 5 seed or getting to the first round or the second round. Mm-hmm. It's about winning a championship. That's what you want for the Jets. That's what I want for the Jets. That's what we want for the Mets.
Right.
That's certainly what I want for the Nets.
All our teams. Right.
You want the Knicks to be better. You want to win a championship. So I like that. But I don't think a guy who already has a reputation for get me the heck away from LeBron, I don't want to be here anymore. Locker room issues in Boston, whether it was all him or partially him, he's not getting the benefit of the doubt when he stands there after a loss that he was a big part of losing and talks about all the changes that need to be made when he's played 13 games with that franchise. That's the thing he has to understand. I want him to demand greatness. I demand greatness. I want to win. You want to win. We all want to win. But right now, his credibility, it's not that high. He's got to understand that. And that's not just drama that's created by the media. That is reality. Your credibility is not that high. You know how you could change that? Kick some ass and win some games. Now, how you want to change that? Take this group that may not be talented enough to win a championship and get them to the conference finals. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You do that, you know what you and I will say about Kyrie Irving come June? We'll say, wow, conference, I'll be upset that they lost. But even you'd say, bro, you got to be happy. You got to the conference. That's pretty good.
Of course.
Do it. You've played 13 games with the Nets, and they've lost more games than they've won.
And he's not as good as he thinks he is. I'll say it from this point.
Go ahead.
He's a tremendous player.
Yeah.
But is he a lead player on a championship team? I don't know about that.
Hasn't been proven.
No.
And the good news is it doesn't need to be proven because there's a lead player coming back next year.
I understand that.
Who, with all due respect, Kyrie can't. He's not a, let's quote Doggy, give him a nice little quote. He isn't a patch on the fanny in Kevin Durant.
And that could be said about a number of guys in the NBA right now.
Sure.
But certainly Kevin Durant.
So
certainly.
Here's my big concern. I don't know what Jared Allen and Joe Harris are thinking, and I don't think they'll ever be honest with us or the media about how they're thinking. If everybody in that locker room loves him and they don't care about the comments he made the other day, great. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I can just tell you as a fan, you can say it as somebody that watched that game and knows the NBA. Those comments did not come across well. Not because you and I are creating drama, but because they didn't come across well. You've played 13 games with this team. They've lost more games than they've won. To hear you opine about the roster and what they need and this and that. You know what? Your credibility's not that high yet.
Yeah.
Prove it.
No. Hey, bro. Look, that would bother me. It bothers me, and he's not even my team.
It bothers me. Of course it does.
It should bother you.
Look.
It should bother
you. Here's all he has to do. I just set the bar up. Without Kevin Durant, go get to the conference finals. And you'll have tons of credibility. You could sit here in July and demand whatever the hell you want if you lead this team to the conference finals. Go do that.
Yep.
Do it.
Yep.
But after 13 games, I'm sorry. Entertainment League. Let's just blame everybody else. You're the one who decided to make those comments.
Yep.
And we're going to react to it. NBA pundits or diehard fans like myself or Knick fans like you, we're going to respond to what you said, and it didn't come across well.
He doesn't come across as, I'll say this, he does not come across as the most likable guy in the world.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
And you know what?
He just doesn't.
What's most important.
It's me. That's what he is.
What's most important is what do the guys in that room think of him?
Yep.
And we're never going to get an honest answer yet.
No.
If they all love him, that's great. That's fantastic if they do. But I don't know if I love him if I'm Jared Allen.
Let's see if Durant loves him once he starts playing with him. Because he hasn't played with him. Durant has never played with Kyrie.
Well, they played in the Olympics.
Okay.
That doesn't count?
No.
Okay.
No, you count that?
No. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not the same as partnering
as
up
as an
in
82
the NBA.
Game, the grind of a full season and all that.
Well, that's why I say it's not real. It's partially. You've played with him, but you haven't played with him.
Yeah. No.
Because you're right. There's a different lifestyle when you're traveling on the planes together.
Of course.
And No, I agree with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.